suddenly there's another climax here. Because it is an important changing point. The other important point was chapter 4 when the rapture takes place. Now, there's another sort of rapture, but it's a different group of people. And here something important takes place. Satan comes down, 144,000 and 2 goes up. A lot of things taking place in the middle. So a lot of changes. And suddenly, the Antichrist also changes in the next 3.5 years. It grows worse. And so the description here includes some background on them, and then it describes what happens to them and what they did. In chapter 12, let's look at chapter 12. Verse 1, there is a sign of a woman in heaven. Now that woman doesn't represent the church, it represents Israel. Garland of 12 stars. And the child represents Jesus. And I'm not the only one who accepts it. The New King James translator accepts it because in verse 4 and 5, they capitalize the word child. Which means they also believe that that child represents Jesus. And some other scholars, like Dix, try to put that word child as the church, but it's very hard theologically to fit it in. Right? There are many variations. But I have settled for the word child to be what it is, Jesus himself. And verse 5, she bore a male child who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron. I can't think of anybody else but Jesus. And then verse 6 is the important point. All those are just history. Now verse 6, is Revelation is trying to tell us what happened in the middle of 3.5 years. The woman fled. The woman represents Israel. Fled into the wilderness. Now you know why it cannot be the church, because the church is not going to run into the wilderness for 3.5 years. Anywhere near his second coming. No, this is Israel in verse 6. And the woman fled into the wilderness where she has a place prepared by God that they should lead her there 1,260 days. Divided by 360, 3.5 years. So, the first 3.5 years, Israel was there, Antichrist was there. He was like a man of peace. A lot of things took place in the middle of the 3.5 years. Suddenly, Antichrist showed his true color, took off his mask, come out. All the four things take place. Then the true Israelite, remember what Jesus said? Remember what Jesus said? When you see in Matthew 24, the abomination or desolation, what do? Run! Flee! And so this is Revelation 12 verse 6. Flee. The woman ran. And thank God, this is the amazing thing. The woman or the Israelites will be protected in the wilderness. Somehow the Antichrist will not be able to touch the area. Proof for that, the book of Daniel. Let's look at over to the book of Daniel. And relate very quickly to the book of Daniel. Right, tonight we have to pay for extra time, but it's good, right? Better finish it, right? Otherwise you'll be wondering, what's happening after the wilderness? Alright, chapter 11 of the book of Daniel. This is talking about the Antichrist, verse 41. Chapter 11 of Daniel, verse 41. He, the Antichrist, shall also enter the glorious land, and many countries shall be overthrown. But these shall escape from his hand. Edom, Moab, and the prominent people of Ammon. Do you notice that? These shall escape from his hand. Edom, Moab, and the people of Ammon. And all those people are in the southern area. According to Joshua chapter 15, verse 1, Edom and the wilderness of Zin is in the south of Judah. That's the wilderness area. If you read 2 Kings chapter 3, the three kings who went out to battle, the king of Israel, the king of Judah, and the king of Edom, it says they went by the wilderness of Edom. The wilderness of Edom. The Bible already predicts all these wonderful and nice things about a woman fleeing. And if you read Isaiah chapter 63, verse 1, let's look at Isaiah 63, verse 1, very quickly, and show all the relationship here. Isaiah 63, verse 1. Who is this who comes from Edom with dyed garments from Bozrah, the one who is glorious in his apparel, traveling in the greatness of His strength. Now, there's no other possible fulfillment except the second coming of Jesus in Revelation 19, while His people were waiting for Him in the wilderness of Edom. Because there's no other place in historical records that clearly fulfills this portion of Scripture in the book of Isaiah. And of course, in Ezekiel chapter 20, you find a portion about God reasoning with His people while they were in the wilderness. So, during the next 3.5 years, those who know God, who have believed the message, notice the mercy of God. In the church age, we have the gospel and the church, the fivefold ministry in the church. In the first 3.5 years, you got the two prophets plus 144,000. In the last 3.5 years, while the fire and brimstone are going to fall on the whole earth, there is going to be a tiny place like the land of Goshen where the 10 plagues never fall. Only one. One tiny place. Which is why Jesus said, hey, you folks there, run there. Flee to the wilderness. God has a place like the land of Goshen there for His people. And then we have here in chapter 12 that something takes place. The serpent tried to come against the woman, but somehow was prevented. It says in verse 16, the earth helped the woman. In other words, there are so many other things that's going to sidetrack the Antichrist. So many other things to do that we're going to see in chapter 17 afterwards. And verse 17, the dragon was enraged with the woman who represents Israel. He went to make war with the rest of her offspring, who keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. You can be sure that the two prophets who have announced about Jesus Christ. In fact, in the book of Ezekiel chapter 20, it talks about how in the end, the Israelites will come to know their God. That realize that the Messiah is not the Antichrist, but the Christ whom they crucified. They will see Him whom they pierced. So there is a realization by that time. And they are there in the wilderness. Then chapter 13 is also a description of the Antichrist. Although the Antichrist started here in chapter 6 when he comes, the first seal was broken. But here it comes out in chapter 13 because there's going to be some description that are relevant to the changes of his nature and his manifestation in 3.5 years. Notice in chapter 13, the Antichrist is mentioned, the beast from the sea. And it says here in chapter 13, let's read verse 7, which is a very funny scripture. It was granted to him to make war with the saints, and look at verse 7, and to overcome them. Now you know why I say these are not the same Christians? Because God will not allow the church to be put under the feet of the Satan. He will never. The church puts their feet, according to Romans 16, the God of peace will put Satan under your feet. But here, the tribulation saying, because they are on a different period, different time zone, there is a time in their period when those who don't go into the wilderness, they will die. It says in verse 7, authority was given him over every tribe, tongue and nation. And he said he make war with the saints and to overcome them. He was given the right to overcome them. Now turn over to the book of Daniel very quickly and you find the same thing taking place in the book of Daniel. Verse 25, chapter 7. He shall speak pompous words. Daniel chapter 7 verse 25. Against the Most High, shall persecute the saints of the Most High and shall intend to change times and law. Then the saints shall be given into his hand for a time and times and half a time. How long will the saints be given to him? A time, times and half a time. And that is the same period that we are talking about in the book of Revelation chapter 12, verse 14. Time, times and half a time. Which chapter 12 of Revelation tells us in verse 6 is 1260 days, which is a year, 2 years, and half a year, 3.5 years. You got it? All right, praise the Lord. So, we have settled the question and the issue that there is a period of the 3.5 years when suddenly the Antichrist bursts out in his evil. Satan drops down, cast down to the earth, and evil came. The saints or whoever knows God run to the wilderness, and anyone not in the wilderness, they are given over to the Antichrist to die as a martyr. And that's the time the beast and all these things taking place. And chapter 13, you have the other beast coming out in verse 11. Two horns like a lamb and spoke like a dragon. And the two beasts are actually connected. Because what will happen is the beast that come from the sea talks about political power. And the beast that come from the land talks about religious power. Which is where you have the lamb being like a lamb but speaking like a dragon. Because lamb in Revelation points back to the church. And then we go, we see the 144,000 is mentioned. Now here you notice in chapter 14, there is something that takes place in the middle of 3.5 years. Now you see the 3.5 is so emphasized. Chapter 10 announces it. Chapter 11, chapter 12, chapter 13, chapter 14. See, the reason for chapter 13 is not to tell you that's when the beast occur. The beast occur in the first seal breaking. But it's mentioned there because it talks about the time, times and half a time. And about the 3.5 years when the beast will really rule over the saints. Unlike the first 3.5, when he could not. So there's a short time. In chapter 14, it talks about the 144,000 caught into Mount Zion. And then in verse 6, an angel flying in the midst of heaven having the everlasting gospel to preach to those who dwell on the earth. Probably, we don't fully know the meaning of this, but probably there will be some supernatural way where there's a last chance given. Right? Perhaps through this remnant here, the signs and the wonders, and angelic manifestation. Remember, God's going to work specially, because the devil fall down, and God will probably appear in some majestic way. Not in the fullness, but in a revelation form. And to get all the people to understand God. And then the second angel proclaimed Babylon is fallen. The third angel proclaimed anyone who has a mark of the beast will taste of the wrath of God. Now notice something happened in chapter 14, verse 14. Behold a white throne. And notice, the leasehold has ended. I repeat, the leasehold has ended. And now man is answerable to that leasehold. And he takes the sickle and he thrust it into the earth. In verse 15, all that the earth was created to bring forth has brought forth whatever it needs. In verse 15, it is like the 10 plagues coming on Egypt, but instead of coming on Egypt, it's coming on the whole world. And more than 10, here's 7 bowls. In verse 15, thrust in your sickle and reap, and notice that, for the time has come for the end. And that's when the leasehold ends. It's come. Then verse 17. Another angel came out of the temple which is in heaven, he also having a sharp sickle. Notice all these things take place in the middle of the 3.5 years. When the changeover takes place, suddenly in the middle of the 7 years there's a declaration. The sickle is thrust in. The remaining 3.5 years are the most horrendous that the earth has ever seen. Because after all these things take place, the sickle is thrown in. The anger of God rises forth. So that in chapter 15 verse 8, even in heaven you cannot come near God. Look, this is in heaven, chapter 15 verse 8. You cannot even come near God because the wrath of God comes. And yet not just on one nation, not just on two cities, Sodom and Gomorrah, on the whole earth. Because they say, my leasehold is not where it should be. And God is saying, and no one can come near God. And then the order to put the bows down came. In chapter 16 verse 1, they are called the wrath of God. Oh, woe if we ever fall into the hands of an angry God. There is no place in the universe you can run. In chapter 16 verse 1, I heard a loud voice, the temple said, and from the temple saying to the seven angels, go and pour out the bowls of the wrath of God on the earth. So the first went out, and all kinds of terrible things come all over the earth. Water turned to blood, almost like Moses' time in verse 4. And a scorching heat from the sun in verse 8. We don't know what happened. Maybe a mini solar flare come out, right? Scorch the earth. And darkness in verse 10. And all kinds of things. Something happened to the beast.